Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Hello, everybody. Ow! Welcome to the LSO Treat Show. I am LSO, the founder and owner of LSO Exclamation Point. I am an HBCU undergraduate and a master's summa cum laude graduate. Yes, that is just some of the backbone of my educational hashtag, my LSO journey. I am not just an author. Excuse me, not just the author of the product line of 3 self-published books, Daily Calendar, and more. I am also inspirational and empowerment speaking, advising, writing, spoken word artist. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Back to being an actress. Yes,
yeah.
That is what I call hashtag love yourself organically. I am comprised of many talents with the masters of all and with no regrets. I so enjoy each and everything that I do, even with the flaws that I have. Let's not forget the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. LSO has that creative diversity that captures you and makes you want to become one with everything she says and not be afraid to try it and like it, be it erotica or inspirational. With her, there's no judgment, which allows you total liberty of being who you are and true to yourself. She introduces you to your freedom for you to enjoy and in a happy and safe place, igniting your soul to surrender to enjoy the known and the unknown, all of your senses captivated and you're loving it. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination encourages your truth, the escape to pleasures beyond your imagination. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays of the words written and or spoken. LSO is creating magic with words and speaking positivity into the atmosphere. Such creative liberty. So come along for the ride, pun intended. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. Are you ready for tonight's show? If not, it's time to get ready for this evening's topic, life as chess and or checkers, dot living in abundance. Note, these are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcome. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions and or answers. And remember, a spanking may be necessary. You know LSO have the paddle and the whip in her collection. Y'all, let me just tell you a little something now. The Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Welcome, D. Smith of Get Dizzy. Collaborating.
What's good?
Listen, y'all.
Let me tell you.
Be prepared for everything and anything. Therefore, you won't miss out. It's called the NY Shop Combo coming right up this evening. Dean Smith.
Talk to him.
What's good, baby?
Talk to him. Good evening. How you doing, that girl?
You know that comes with the territory, you know, work all day.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a hardworking woman.
So I figured,
man. Yeah,
but
you excited?
You know,
I'm excited, man.
Being a hardworking man.
Yeah, I am. I'm definitely a hardworking man. Get Dizzy is definitely a hardworking brain.
Yeah.
And hard at work. So,
whoa.
Yeah, we're going to keep it going, man. I'm so excited to be here with you tonight. So thank you again. And, looking forward to carrying on our normal antics, man. You know, you're my girl. I love you. And, let's go ahead and get into it.
I love you more, sweetie. Listen, some people may know, some people don't know. I all started with D. Smith as coming on as a guest on his show on this station. And we just hit it off. We was in a group together. And you, it all depends on how you use a group and what you can benefit from it. And here, years later, here, he and I and he, we are here together. We're now going to be doing shows together. So this is only the beginning. Now, tonight's topic is life as chess and or checkers, living in abundance. Now, I hear a lot of people always talk about, you know, they would always say, oh, I'm living my life as chess, or this is not, I'm not playing checkers, this is chess, and blah, 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 blah. Some people may know the real meaning behind it. Some people may not. But technically, there's no right or wrong meaning. It's just how you decipher how each of those board games play in your life and or how you see it played out in others' lives. So this evening, we're going to dwell into this and see what some people say. Now, the first question, and of course you would have thought, what'd you say, D-Smell?
I said, let's do it.
Okay, okay. Of course, you know, I would have had it queued up, right? But nope, that's not what I do. I wait to the last minute. Well, not necessarily wait to the last minute. You know, Facebook, you would have wanted to expose you out, do whatever, so now I have to go back. But the good thing is I have it up at the top. So the first question is life chess or checkers? But what I should have done was backtrack and had people respond to defining what chess is and what checkers is. But nobody responded in the group, so D-Smith, we're going to go right to you. So we're going to backpedal before we ask you about life and is it chess or checkers. Define checkers and define chess.
Okay, so checkers is a game where the goal is to basically capture all the men on the opposing team. Once you do that, game's over with, in a nutshell. Chess is about capturing a specific piece and cornering that piece to where it can no longer defend itself. That's a shorter version of basically what chess, you know, is. But how you apply that to life, I think I answered the question and I said I play a combination of both because at any given time, you know, there's always the long game, you know, in life. There are always things that will take some time. There are things that you're going to have to be patient for. There are things you're going to have to wait for. There are things you're going to have to kind of set up in order to get to an end goal. You know, it won't be about the short term. It'll be more about the long-term vision or the long-term work or whatever the case is in the long-term sense. So to me, that's playing chess, you know, whether that's you going to law school or going to medical school or whatever you get into, you know, regarding business, you know, saying things that won't come to fruition right away, but things that you have to deal at to kind of bring about. To me, that's playing chess, you know, working out every day. That's playing chess. You're setting yourself up for an older life of health. You know what I'm saying? So that's toward the long game. To me, checkers is playing the short game, you know, gambling. That's checkers to me. Or anything that's more short term, you know, that would be my way of applying chess and checkers to life.
Okay, I like the way you said that because for me, I guess I need to turn my phone. Sorry, everyone. For me, a lot of times when I speak of topics, I usually refer back to my background in accounting some way or form. For instance, like you have mentioned long-term and short-term. So for me, I agree with you, is long-term. And checkers is short-term. Like you said, with chess, you have to guard and protect, whereas with checkers, you just skip, jump, and in order to become valuable in the game, you have to get all the way to the other side in order to be able to say king me, whereas in checkers, you already start off with your king on the board. So I would say is like chess or checkers. I would say it's both. And living life as chess, you're more strategic and you're more calculated in your moves. You have to actually plan and brainstorm. And not only do you have to plan and brainstorm, you have to think steps ahead of why you're making this move. And you also have to think about how your opponent is going to respond to you in you making that move. And then 2 and 3 steps ahead of that. So it's not just you moving right now and then that's it. As in checkers, you move right now, that's it. If you get the chance to jump, you take the piece, you're good. With chess, that's why it's more calculated. You have to think and you have to have patience for it. And living life as checkers, your objective is mainly just to get your opponent pieces, then game is over. And the pieces are now useless. You have no need for them. Whereas in chess, it's checkmate. And your checkmate can be like, you know, to all your naysayers or your haters or people that didn't believe in you, because now you're standing in whatever it is you are doing when you apply it in your life. And of course, the queen, even though there's a king and a queen on the board, the queen is really the most powerful piece in the whole entire game. And she's always on the side of her king. You don't have that in checkers. Your dolo is just you. The moving back and forth or diagonal or whatever. Whereas, you know, in chess, you can move several different ways depending on what piece you represent will give you the ability to move accordingly.
You know what I just thought when I was listening to you talk, and you were talking about the difference in the king in chess and the queen in chess versus just the king in checkers. And when you were talking, I was thinking to myself, you know, about how we both said we use a combination of both and how that would relate to relationships. You know what I'm saying? How people are checkers in relationships, or people may be playing chess, and I'm speaking of the actual pieces, the game pieces, the king and the queen in chess versus the king being the goal in checkers. In checkers, you have to earn your king. You know what I'm saying? You have to earn that piece. You have to earn that power to be able to jump across the board, to be able to do those things that come with being a king. You know, but in chess, you're already given a king or a queen to protect. You know, so when it comes to relationships, sometimes people, their idea is I'm already a queen or I'm already a king, and their approach will be as such. Versus in chess, where people have to earn their stripes or earn their king or earn their anointing or crowning or whatever, it's a little bit more work. So in comparison, there are people who take the approach of the work is already done, I'm already here, and there are people who feel like, okay, cool, in order for me to get to where I need to go, I have to put in the work to get there. Just a little quick note. Just something that just popped in my head while I was listening to you talk. It was like, okay. How would that apply?
But that can be a pro and a con, because even though in checkers, you have to earn your crown, so to say. And in chess, you start off with your crown. That's saying that you have it in you to be what it is you need to be. But if you take the time to enhance it and do what it is you need to do, then what you have in you can shine throughout you. And you can share that with many. And like you said, when you apply it in relationships, I thought of checkers is like having sex on a first date. Now, not saying it's a good or a bad thing. It's whatever it is, you make it right for you. Just know that you're comfortable in the decision that you make to have sex on a first date. Whereas chess would be in the relationship that you're going to take your time and get to know the person. Know their background, know their know their history, know something about them, and not just, you know, getting their body parts and taking advantage of it or not taking advantage of it and then moving on. So when you apply chess and checkers into a relationship, the chess part is you're taking your time, such as you're going to court the person. You're going to date the person. You're going to get to know their friends and their family members before giving all of you to that person, and you know nothing. And then when the person leaves you, you just left right there. I mean, there's many ways to think about it and to see how it works in the favor of, you know, people as a whole. I remember last time we were talking about generalizing and also, you know, individually. So it's a lot that goes into it. And if you notice, the people who play chess, they have timers. So when they make a move, it's like their move is at that time. So again, you have to take your time in chess, because after you make the move, bam, you hit the button, the time. And that, of course, that's in competing. But with checkers, there's no timing. There's really no thinking, like bam, bam, bam. And the game can be done in 5 minutes, whereas chess, the game can be going on for hours.
Now, checkers game could go on for a while, too. Now, depending on who you're playing with, checkers game could go on for a minute, too. Not as long as the chess game. Yeah, but it's not as quick of a game as, you know, a spades, you know, a hand of spades or something. You know, checkers can be a pretty long game. Or it could be a really quick game where you, you know, set your opponent up and knock out a bunch of his pieces and kill the game. I mean, that can happen, too. But I want to kind of pick up on your metaphor. About the clock, clock in chess, and how, you know, you have a certain amount of time to make a move. And again, that's also in life too. Sometimes you do have a small window to make a move, and you have to recognize that you have that window to make a move. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that clock is about sometimes that clock represents timing. You know, meaning it's time for you to move. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes in life, we get in places where we don't know when to move, or we feel like we're not moving, or we feel like things aren't aligning in a certain way for us to feel like we can move. And sometimes it's just about you recognizing that your space, you've outgrown your space. You know what I'm saying? You've outgrown this part in your life. You've outgrown this job. You've outgrown this career. You've outgrown these friends. You've outgrown, you know, whatever it is you're into, and it's really time for you to make a move. You know, so sometimes in relating to chess, to life, sometimes it's about recognizing when it's time to make a move, you know?
Yeah, and sometimes you're forced to make a move because you have to act before that time runs out. So that could be a good and or a bad thing. It all depends on the person and the situation. But also sometimes when you're forced to do something, you're living in the truth that's already been inside of you. You was just scared to act on it. And it pushed you to make an immediate decision, as opposed to with checkers, you know, it's just two colors on the board, a red and a black, and that's it. And you move accordingly. And once you finish moving, it's like, okay. But with chess, you got to think.
You can't be no idiot playing checkers. Checkers is not as detailed as chess is, because all the parts, all the moving parts in chess. In chess, there's a lot of moving parts. You know, in checkers, every piece pretty much does the same thing. It's not like a bunch of different moves that you have to worry about. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, there is a little bit, in some ways, chess may be a little easier. Or actually a little harder, because all the pieces pretty much do the same thing except for the king. You know, so the movement is very limited. Whereas in chess, you have a lot of options. You know, you have a lot of ways to set up your moves. You don't have to rely on one piece. You know, if one piece is stuck, you have other pieces that can move about freely if they have space to. And all the different pieces do different things in chess.
Right.
You know, so sometimes, and to relate it to life again, sometimes life has a lot of moving parts. You know what I'm saying? And depending on how complicated you make your life, you know, some people think they're playing chess, and really all they're doing is filling up their board with a bunch of pieces that are moving around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but to them they're playing chess, and it's like, no, what you're really doing is just throwing a bunch of pieces on the board and getting a lot of busy stuff going on your board. You're not really playing chess. You're not strategizing. You know what I'm saying? You're not.
Right.
You don't have an end game. You're just here in the moment, and you're just filling your board up. You know, whereas some people may be playing checkers, which is minimize the moving parts on my board. You know, make life a little bit more streamlined or a little bit more simpler if I play chess in this phase of my life, you know.
Yeah.
Just another point.
Yeah, and I just thought of this as you were talking. With checkers, there can be many kings on the board. With chess, you don't have that option. So.
Very good.
Huh?
That's it. Very good. I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So,
expound.
You know.
Expound.
But the key thing is with chess, you have protectors to guard you. Whereas with checkers, you just can create more kings. That has the flexibility of moving about however they want. But, again, it takes time to get to that status. That status is not given to you. Like you said earlier, you have to earn that. People who born into, ouch, I just cracked my ankle. People who are born into money, they didn't have to earn that. They
right.
were born into it, so they, you know, do whatever. Whereas others hustle, get their grind on, and make it their business to create what it is they want for themselves. Now, not saying either is right or either is wrong, but the struggle is different in each case.
Yeah,
so
I agree with
that. So with the struggle being different, you're going to appreciate it differently. So
yeah, I agree
like
with
chess and checkers, the struggle is different. So you'll appreciate it as it comes.
Let me piggyback off your analogy because I like that. In checkers, you have multiple kings. In chess, there's only one king per side and one queen per side. And you only capture So I guess to liken checkers to life, there are some people who live out, right? So checkers will represent a single person's life, you know, where you know, initially it's all about them, but then, you know, the way that way. It's chess, you already have your team. It's really about, you know, a queen. You know, it's a queen and a king. So that's more kindred to a relationship. You get what I'm saying? Like an actual relationship between a man and a woman. Whereas checkers would probably be more metaphorical, you know, single person's life.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
It does make sense. It does, it does, it does. But see, you know, the good thing is how you can compare both to as a generalization as well as how it applies to you overall. And I believe we all live in a game of chess and checkers. It all depends on what comes your way that particular day and what it is you have to do, which will determine which game you're going to play.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, like, that throws you to a lot of different situations, and you can't, you know, use the same play for every situation. You know, you have to be able to apply different perspectives.
And sweetie, I don't know where you at, but you're breaking.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're giving a D and then you're taking it back. Where you at? Where you at? You got to stop being stingy with the D. Okay, next question. Huh?
So I'm back with the D now.
Okay, okay. Back with the theme, let it slang. Oh, sorry. How can chess be related to life? Now, we touched, you know, a lot during this, you know, during the previous conversation. No one in the group answered. So, Dee, I'm going straight to you. How can chess be related to life?
I think we just answered that. I think that's,
yeah.
I think we just pretty much answered that. Yeah, I don't really know what else to add to that. I don't know what I've already said in terms of just being able to look at the game of chess and the game of checkers and individually what each game is about, and then being able to apply each game or the rules of each game, you know, to different aspects of your life. Sometimes you have to play the long game. Sometimes you have to play the short game. Sometimes it's about teaming up with other people. Sometimes it's about protecting the team you already have. Sometimes it's about making short moves. Sometimes it's about making long moves. So, I think we pretty much ran into that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I would say chess is about making strong moves and sticking by them. And the reason why strong moves, because everyone is being protected, as well as you have to throw some to the wolves in order to stay protected. And in life too, you know, you have to plan, and you have to do things, and you have to stay strong in whatever decision that you make. And a lot of times people don't see your vision. So don't get mad if people don't see your vision. Why? Because God gave you that vision, not anyone else. So you have to stay strong and standing in what it is that you believe, and take your time and have the patience to do it. So when it comes time for you to do what it is you're about to do, you're ready, you're calculated, and it's time to move. And you can hit the ground running with whatever it is you think. Whereas when there's a problem or a threat in chess, we sometimes need to be aggressive and take action. So how we relate that in our life, again, when we're talking about the timer, you have to hit the timer. Sometimes you have to make immediate decisions. Now, you could have been pondering this decision the whole time, but now your time is running out. Your time is ticking. So now you have to make a decision right now so that you can continue on and move forward. So every day, I still believe we are living in a game. And we also living in trouble, too, and shoots and ladders, and then some other games. But particularly chess, yeah, especially when you got hard decisions to make. But, of course, y'all, you know, I am going to do better as far as with music and when we need to play music and when we need to come back and all this good stuff. So, of course, we've been talking for a minute, so I'm going to play some music. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, do not go anywhere. And when we come back, we're going to come back and we're going to continue with we're going to start off with the question, what does chess symbolize in life? So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
That you could hold me in your arms, try to forget it. I didn't mean to do no harm. Something to say, had something to you. Baby, feel so alone. Baby, it's driving me. Baby, remember when we were kissing and the chills I used to get? Now it's just a vision. Oh, why you messing with my head? Really got me tripping. Thought I could do without you. Forgot I was stuck to you like glue. If only you knew what I go through. I hurt you enough. I made one mistake and now you can't let go. But your pain gives me pain. I am not like before. Damn, I ain't mean nothing.
Thank you. Yellow Page.
Yellow! I fell in love one time. In love just one time. That was the very last time. And now I'll never fall in love again. Fall in love again. Fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. Really had years on my mind. Only turn the tears in my eyes. Wonder if you hearing my cries. Told me you care, that's a lie. You don't really feel what I feel. Feel like I really got killed. Wonder what really was real. I can't love anyone still. No love left in my heart for no one. Cause it's too hard and it's easier to just be alone. That way I can't get hurt. When I lost my last, I lost my soul and I know it can't get worse. Oh no, I fell in love one time. In love just one time. That was the very last time. And now I'll never fall in love again. Fall in love again. Fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again.
Oh, you must think I'm stupid, huh? It's crazy how it was demons all on my blessings. I trusted in promises, but I promised that I regret it. Promise that I won't never let you mistake me for desperate. Promise that I won't never let you mistake me for desperate. I fell in love, but I won't fall in love with everyone. Some people get they all get hurt and they get extra dumb. Walk around looking for somebody that's gonna help them up. I get to reminiscing, calling all they exes up. Not me, nope, not me. You break my heart, I don't break down, I break free. You know somebody looking for love, it ain't me. Being thirsty around me, all you get is a brain freeze. Cause my heart cold, yeah my heart froze. I might shine but I swear I got a dark soul. I might look like I'm happy but I'm not dope. Just been keeping yellow pain since my heart broke. I fell in love one time. In love just one time. That was the very last time. And now I'll never fall in love again. Fall in love again. Fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again.
The creation!
Mix it up with some Pepsi. Stir it up into a tight pass of MJG. Is that all? Not by far, grab some meat balls. Skimp on these ingredients, in fact, use them all, dog. Want the bonafide taste of the HYPC. Grab the 9DMX in the Unity. 50-something shots, 50-something in the club. Bring it back to world war. And that's the eye for the love. Now the pot is getting hot, bring the thing to a boil. And now the dash of young pro to make it slicker than all. One of the main reasons all of y'all visit my synonyms, cause I miss without a trace. Add mics to season and I suggest like five. And you'll be beauty jumping something they end up like mine.
I'm the illest, I'm the realest in the business. That's the reason why y'all feel this. Product of the illest, I done warned ya, I done told ya. This ain't what you want, cause y'all done made a monster. I'm the illest, I'm the trillest with these lyrics. These actors out there feel this. Product of the illest. I'ma take my ambitions. Cause I'm the product of the illest. Product of the illest. David Banner's crippin' the best song. Had to write him out of killer. Mike and Juvie to set it all. For the underground, on the grind, flavor to savor. Add an unknown rapper, that's gon' blow it up later. With some doses of good in mind. Three dashes to cast. Four bones on the harmony. Four flavors to last. You'll get a box to shine, but let it sit for a spin. Cause when you get it out, dog, it's gon' get so wet. Let's take it back in time. I mean back in grind. I'm an interpretation recipe in my mind. Yo, my man Scarface and LL Cool J. Too short for him and his W.A. Then take a Big Bad Kane and a Houdini Martini. Blast it on some Chuck D, then you might start to see me. Y'all ready in there? Y'all better in there? Oh, well, what the hell? Put some Mark Kelly in there. I'm a product of the illest. I'm the realest in the business. That's the reason why y'all feel this. Product of the
Georgia. I done told you, this ain't what you want, cuz y'all done made a monster. I'm the trillest with these lyrics. These fakers out there fear this. I'ma tell you why I'm vicious, cuz I'm the product of the illness.
Welcome back, welcome back. Too bad, y'all. One day we're going to figure out how you can do this where you can join in the conversations behind the scenes, because that's where all the good stuff go on. Not saying that, you know, good stuff don't go on the forefront, but behind the scenes, that's where the juices get going. We have a caller on the line. I don't know the number. But I'm going to bring you on, and if you want to talk, you can. If you don't, no worries. We'll put you back on hold. So, caller with the number 7472. I'm about to bring you on. Good evening. How are you? This is LSO. Would you like to talk?
Yes.
Who am I speaking with, sweetie?
My name is Nikki.
Nikki?
Yes.
Hi, Nikki. How are you? You're on with LSO and D. Smith. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm good. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Indiana. I'm Gary.
Oh. Well, all right. How did you hear about the LSO Treat Show?
You're the co-host, actually.
D. Smith, he dropped that D on you?
Yes.
But, well, thank you for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Would you like to answer, is life chess or checkers?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the points you guys made are very, very true. It depends on how you're moving in life. Both require thought, just a different thought process. So with checkers, you got to be fast on your feet a little bit more. With chess, you're taking your time and making long-term moves. Both require thought process, but just different ways. So sometimes life may hit you out of nowhere, obstacles. You got to move with chess move. I mean, check and move. You know what I'm saying? And then there are other things that you have to think all the way through, such as entrepreneurship, partner in life, all those kinds of things that may need a plan and manifestation and work. Even working on yourself is actually a chess move. People look at self-development as checkers, but really, you should be always evolving in order to get the long-term goal. So, a lot of elements to checkers and chess, it just depends on the mindset you're at in life, you know, and what you're wanting to acquire.
Right.
So life is a mix of both.
Okay, so are you applying that same strategy to your life or that same structure to your life?
Yes. So, like, chess move, long-term, I want to build legacy for my life, correct?
Correct.
The checkers moves I need to make are networking, being reading books, being mentored by people that are in the arenas that I want to be in. And while I'm making checker moves, the chess moves can be made inside of those by developing and not looking for Instagram.
So you're doing long-term, short-term. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing long-term, short-term at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Knowing who you got to eliminate also. Knowing who you got to eliminate. Because guess what? All the pieces can't stay on the board in chess.
Hey.
That's true.
That's 1,000%.
That's 1 point we did not make. That is so true.
Everybody got different levels. Everybody got different levels. The queen and the king are the ultimate level. Your pawns And your rooks and everybody else are people in between to get to that ultimate goal of king and queen.
And also to piggyback off that point, relating it to the chess, there are some people that are just expendable in your life.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that you treat them as expendable, but what I mean is there are people who come in your life for seasons and reasons, and everybody's not meant to stay on your board. You know what I'm saying? Some pieces do need to be eliminated off of your board. You know what I'm saying? And something like, in life, for example, in chess, sometimes you sacrifice, I mean, checkers as well, in both games actually. Sometimes you sacrifice pieces in order to, you know, get to the end game of winning the game. So sometimes you have to sacrifice these relationships that you know aren't really doing you any good. Even though they may feel good, even though they may be with people that you've known for a long time, but they're not taking you anywhere. They're actually holding you back. And so sometimes it's good to get those pieces off of your board so that you have more room to move and operate and get to that end goal.
And some people will fall off naturally as you grow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Some people,
they
some
will line themselves up in order to be taken off your board.
The other player is if you let God be the head of your life, he's the other player that will remove some of those pieces for you.
Exactly.
Okay. There we go.
Exactly.
There we go. Nikki,
you know why? Because sometimes we will get in our own way and we will stand in our own way. And sometimes God will remove someone or something because if he don't remove it, we will stay right where we are because of, I guess, the comfortability or it's familiar or whatever the reason people stay in whatever it is they're staying in.
That people die every day on Monday at 8 o'clock. There are more deaths on Monday at 8 o'clock because of comfort zones and people that don't want to make that move.
Oh, wow. I
never heard that. That's interesting.
That's deep.
Well, thank God it's 8:48 and we survived.
Exactly. Just coasting, they gave up and they just I don't want to do this or I don't want to do that, but sweetheart, you already did because you're not out here doing the most. You don't know who you are, and you're not challenging yourself. I see people in my hometown who do the same thing every weekend. Every weekend. Like they spend the same amount of money every weekend, and they feel stuck and they don't know why. It's because they're not making any moves outside of this. And I refuse
people
to
get comfortable, they stay there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's what happens, but, you know.
We've all been guilty of it, though, at this point in our life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to raise my hand because, yes, I can attest to that. Yes, I'm very much guilty of it. But when that light goes off, trust me, change, bam. And, again, now we're back on checkers time because I have to hit that timer. And I got to react.
Yeah, there's time to make plans and there's time to make moves. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, I like that. I like that saying. Okay, we may have to quote you tonight, you know, and our little thing. D. Smith, don't forget that quote, D. Smith.
I won't.
You got it? Well, thank you so much for coming on. We're going to put you back on hold, so don't go anywhere. We're going to continue the conversation. Don't go anywhere, my dear. Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Nikki. Thank you.
All righty. Later. Okay, a mosquito bit me. Ow. I'm sorry. What does chess symbolize in life? I can't. I don't even know where it went. It bit me once. And, you know, mosquitoes bite me. I know we're off topic, but mosquitoes bite me in odd places. Like, where I bend my wrist, I got a mosquito bite right in the crevice. I got a mosquito bite on my incision from when I had rotator cuff surgery. Why are they on my, you know, But anyway, I'm having a moment because it's really bothering me.
Yeah,
don't laugh, D. Don't laugh. Okay, we said we're coming up. We're going to come back to it. I don't know what they're doing, but it's a nuisance right now. What does chess symbolize? Did we do what does chess symbolize? No, we didn't. What does chess symbolize in life? Now, it's similar to, you know, some of the other, well, the other questions we asked, as well as we may have answered it. But overall, what do you think chess symbolize in life?
Chess symbolizes the long term. Chess symbolizes the short term.
Okay, well, in the group, we had D. Smith. Haha. He said hindsight, insight, and foresight, and I love that. We had another gentleman put think smarter, think ahead. And another gentleman put you must think first before you move. Now, granted, in either you must think first, but you'll be more pulling the trigger in playing checker and making a decision, bam, than you would in chess. So for me, chess symbolizes the characters at the highest, because like we said earlier, in chess, you come on board with the king and queen, whereas in checkers, you have to work to become a king. And mm-hmm. the king rules. And, of course, you know, when a king rules, he's always supported by his queen. And also, in chess, they have several other pieces that make up their army to protect. So the battles represent life of the times when battles, you know, was fought. And so as things are being fought, well, let me rephrase that. As you are fighting in this world, be it, and I'm not talking about physically fighting. I'm just talking about fighting to be a part of, to live, to exist. In chess, you have pawns that you can get rid of. And those are the people that stand in the way to guard you and to protect you so that you are safe, you are covered. And with that, symbolizing in life that there's someone there to help you move about this thing called life. Because life didn't come with a manual. Every day is something new, is a different challenge, is a different everything. Only thing that come with manuals is like when you want to build a bookcase. Sometimes that don't even come with a manual. You have to look at the picture and you have to decipher what goes where. So with life not coming with the manual, huh? What'd you say?
You just made me think of something.
What? Tell me.
You just made me think of, you're talking about sometimes some of the pieces, the pawns are expendable. Sometimes also you use the pawn to put them in position to assist you. Sometimes pawns are good to just, you know, set other people up and then throw away pieces. A lot of times people want to look at them and throw away pieces. But if you flip it around, pawns can also be very, very valuable pieces as well if you put them in position. So if you use that as a metaphor toward life, there are people around you that to other people may look like throwaway pieces. You know, to other people may not be as shiny as a, you know, as a knight or a rook or a bishop or anything like that. But if you put them in position, they can be just as effective. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing with checkers. Sometimes you put checker pieces in the right positions, you can't jump them. So you
right.
So your opponent can't take them. They end up right. They end up becoming a block. So, you know, just like on one side, you know, you got to get rid of the dead weight. On the other side, if you put some people in certain positions, they can help you win the game.
Exactly.
That's another,
like you mentioned, networking.
Yeah, exactly.
She had
exactly.
mentioned about networking. So your pawns could be your network. They could be your diversions. So it depends on how you use them in the game and how you use them in your life, because something that may be bad for you may be wonderful for me and vice versa. So we can't look at it as just across the board, it's totally bad or it's totally negative or it's totally this, that, and the third, because it's not. What's good for you, for me, and what's good for me may not be good for you. So you use them accordingly in your life to make it work for you. And that's just how you have to go with living. So now is what do checkers symbolize in your life? Well, we had a young lady, she put, for me, life is mahjong. Mahjong, M-A-R-J-O-N, mahjong. Mahjong, I don't know, that. And I'm still trying to figure out how to play. Is that a game or something?
What'd she say again? Read that one more time.
Is mahjong, M-A-R-J-O-N-G? I don't know. It could be a typo, but
yeah.
Moving right along.
I don't know.
So what do checkers symbolize in life for you?
What does checkers symbolize for me? Well, both games are games of war. They're both games that are based on war, competition, competing, defeating another. So both games, well, so we're talking about checkers, to me represents the short-term battles, you know what I'm saying, for your life, you know, the things that are in the near future for you, you know what I'm saying, and you see them coming, you know, you see these things in the horizon, and sometimes you have plans to, you know, take care of it. And some things just kind of pop up on your radar, and it's like, okay, I see that coming, but I'm not necessarily prepared for that just yet, you know. And then you have to figure out how to make moves in the short term to, you know, handle what you see on the horizon, you know. Whereas with chess, you have the luxury of taking your time, and you got the luxury of, you know, being patient, being a little bit more patient. Whereas in checkers, you know, it's not as much of a patient game as chess is, so. You do have to make moves a little bit faster and make considerations and determinations a little bit faster. So, yeah, that would be my metaphor for it.
Okay.
What about you? What's,
well,
you think? What's your?
I would say checkers symbolize making self relevant, because checkers for me is in the right now. Yes, you do need to think. Yes, you do need to strategize. But checkers is not as intense as chess is, because you have more players to play around with to do things on the board of checkers. You have more moves that you can make, and you can make them differently than you can make with chess. Now, chess, certain pieces can only go certain directions. So you have to find out, okay, if this can only go left to right or go straight one at a time, then you need to know how you can move it to get to that. Whereas checkers, you can jump someone, and you can jump them multiple times. You can jump forward and jump backwards. Or, you know,
wait, we still talking about life, or we talking about sex now? We talking about life, or we talking about sex now?
We're talking about life and wait a minute. So you replace that jumping forward and backwards and several times to sex. Please tell me how.
I mean, any kind of obvious, you know, if people are jumping back and forth.
I need to hear it.
It's because people jump back and forth with sex. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people, that keeps people in relationships. Sometimes that keeps pieces on your board that are unnecessary. Sometimes that is the thing that's actually blocking you from actually winning the games, because you're jumping back and forth with certain pieces, or you're refusing to give up certain pieces. You know what I'm saying? So if we relate that to life, I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people who can relate to being in situations where they kept in contact with people or kept people in their lives or in their circles, you know, because of sex, you know what I'm saying? And maybe sex was good, and you keep jumping back and forth with this person just because you guys have that in common and it's mutual, but it's not progressing you. It's just satisfying your moment. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sure there are a lot of people who can relate to that.
Well, Maura, yeah, I may have once upon a time in reference to that particularly, but when you realize you don't jump forward and then jump back just to take that piece, it's really not worth the taking. It's really not worth it. But, of course, y'all know we got to play music, so we're going to play some music, but we're going to leave y'all with this question. How do the pieces represent you in your life? So now just know there's 16 pieces. You have pawns, bishops, knights, rooks, king, and a queen. Now, if you notice, all the ones I mentioned first is plural, whereas you have one king and one queen. So that's something for y'all to think about. And I will be right. Well, not I. We will be right back.
I think I'm going to write this one out, sir. As dear Miss Sex. No. Better yet. I'm going to write this one out like, dear Miss Beautiful. Because I just want to be your ballpoint pen in this minute. And I want you to be my paper. No. Better yet, I want you to be my scroll. And I write you beautiful, but sexy, but yet romantic love letter. But not on pen pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you, and make your mama say he's too damn good to you. I want to fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite, and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you, and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late. Late night, creeping with any other girl, cause out of 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down, wrap and spoil you in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to You. Baby, you my all and my everything. Filled up my life like decorations by Vera Wang. So I hope that you're listening. The best you ever had, baby, that's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought, hear what I dreamt last. Two lines in the road, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I could still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curl like the size of an Indy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
Be your star in your moon. You this evening on to an adventurous excursion of pleasing. And oh baby, don't let your past men define you, cause we are not scared to wine and dine you. And oh no, we don't kiss and tell, but we see that you see that we will do it well. So hop on board of this flownetics train, and baby, I can guarantee you that life will never be the same.
Mr. Sexy, just wondering if you gon' let me get your 411, or maybe you just wanna text me. We can take it slow, Mrs. South St. Pauli, in the ass like that can make Chris Reeves stand tall again. I hear all these goons with they hootin' and they hollerin', but I can light your neck, ears, wrist, and Neapolitan, cause you is my baby, and them other boys know what's up. And girl, I feel I'm the right worm for that apple butt, but enough's enough of this argument. My veterinarian, yeah, you rep me like a book, so I call you my librarian. And for this bad boy, you gon' have to be my disciplinarian. And you are my phoenix, which makes me a barbarian. I can get you out the hood, so call me your humanitarian. With me, it's all character, my little vegetarian. And to the day they bury him, them bedroom eyes got me on shook, and my soldier on surprise, because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
I know she want me, her eyes stalk me. They all over me, and now they talking, saying I'm dirty, so please come wash me. She yelling at her clothes now, like get the hell off of me. I'm looking back now, my eyes won't back down. I'm so ready, my little man won't go back down. And she knows that, she feels it in her senses. I wanna be her prisoner and serve a life sentence. Her bedroom be in the background, the way she's staring at me, I don't know how I should act now. Her eyes looking sexy, her eyes look directly at me. Damn, I think her eyes just text me. I see that she sees that, I see the passion. We looking at each other, her eyes slow dancing. She in control now, I just wanna ride. Damn, shorty just hit me with some bedroom eyes,
because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Again, behind the scenes, when I tell you no judgment is truly in effect on this show and the conversations that we have. And it's very enlightening. It's okay. We're going to bring this enlightenment to you real soon. So you can
next
hear
week.
Some of what goes on behind
the scenes. We'll be in next week. We'll be with it next week. I'll be with the shit
next
week, so make sure y'all tune in. Be here.
Okay, these have had me blushing. D, you better stop to give me all that D. But
you know how we
left off. We love, yeah, I can take it. What? Oh, sorry. Lil' Kim just ran through my mind.
Take it off. Not half, not some, but all is D.
All of it? Okay. You act like I'm pissed.
Might be.
Okay, if that's what you want to believe, so your ego is stroked,
as opposed to
the D, then, you know, go ahead. But I'm telling you right now, I'm not good. But if you want me to pretend to give you that I'm shy.
No, I don't fake it. Don't fake it for me. Don't fake it for me.
Well, when we left off, we left off with how do the pieces represent you in your life? Now, the pieces in chess are pawns, and pawns usually move, you know, from one square to the next square, and they usually move straight ahead. So for me, a pawn is my team. They're my team, and they're my protection. So when I have people moving ahead of me, that's like if I have a vision or I speak something and somebody run out and go and do it immediately or put an idea that I have in motion from just me saying, oh, well, I want this, this, that, and third, and they already put it in motion. Those are my pawns. So, again, my pawns are my team. Now, some of them I have to discard. Some of them is going to fall off on their own, and some of them is going to stay with me until the bitter end. And then, like D. Smith said before, everyone is not meant to ride with you. They're there for a season, and they're there for a reason. You choose how long they stay with you.
Mm-hmm.
The bishops can move diagonally. Now, with the bishops moving diagonally, for me, the bishops are those who are thinking outside of the box. They're not necessarily, or those are the ones who's going to challenge me on what it is I say or what it is that I do. It's not the straight and narrow, the up and up, or what I, because I said it, that's the truth. No, that's my truth. But you can have a rebuttal and come back and like, and what you're saying is totally different and much better than what I was saying. Now, the knights, they tend to jump and they make the shortest moves, and that is not a straight one. So they make the shortest moves. So, again, when you have short-term ideas, and you put it out there, you have the people that are jump on it and move with it and understand your vision and how to move and take it where it needs to go for you or at least begin the process. The rook can move in a line or a row. So those are the ones that keep me on the straight and narrow because sometimes you have to detour in life. And when you detour in life, you don't necessarily know where it's taking you, but you know the route that you're actually on is not doing it for you right now. So you're going to have to detour in life and work your way around and do what it is you need to do for you. Now, the king. Of course, you know, everybody wants to be the king. Everybody wants to be the queen. The king moves from its square to the neighboring square, but the king is also the overseer. But you cannot have a king without having a strong queen. And the queen begins the first ranking. And you know, the queen stands by the king. And the queen, for me, stands next to her king, and usually the same color. So if my piece is black, then I'm going to move next to another black. If my queen, or me, the queen, is brown, I'm going to move to brown. So the queen stands by her man and stands by her man in the same totality of what she is. I don't think, again, yeah, you know, I've been thinking sometimes.
Okay, well, let me give my little 2 cents on that. I'm going to take your approach in terms of, so I'm going to liken each piece to a certain way you have to move in life, okay? We'll start with the pawns.
Okay.
Sometimes things have to be done step by step, and there's no way around it. And pawns can only take, you know, they can only move step by step. You know, they can move diagonally when they're taking a position. But typically they only make one move at a time. And sometimes there's an approach in life where that's the move you have to make one at a time. You know, you can't jump 5 spaces ahead. You can't jump 10 spaces ahead. You can't just jump across the board. You know what I'm saying? You have to actually take that first step. You can't skip steps. You can't skip leg day. You know what I'm saying? Metaphorically speaking. So in some ways, the move like a rook sometimes. I mean, like a pawn sometimes. Sometimes you have to move like the rook. The rook is that's the castle piece, right? That goes straight and side to side, right? And so sometimes you have to take that approach in life, you know what I'm saying, where you have to hit things face on, head on. You know, ain't no going around it, ain't no going, you know, over it. You have to go straight to it and deal with it, you know what I'm saying? And that's what the rook represents to me, you know, the head first approach to dealing with certain things in life. The bishop that moves diagonally, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes in life you have to sidestep, you know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes you got to pivot. You know, sometimes, you know, you make plans and, you know, they don't go as straight as you want them to go. So you have to improvise, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to pivot and go into a slightly different direction, you know, in order to make your goal. The knight, to me, represents logic. Because the knight moves in an L formation, his movements can be very awkward but very strategic. You know what I'm saying? So you can really plan ahead with the knight. You know what I'm saying? You can really plan ahead and make some really crazy moves with the knight. So to me, the knight represents the logic that sometimes you have to use in life. You know what I'm saying? The queen. I'm going to have to disagree with you on one point that you made where you said, you know, every king needs a queen. That's not true.
Uh-huh.
Every queen needs a king. That's how she becomes queen. But a king can be born and a king can be forged and made. So but in agreement, they do need each other. So sometimes you do need, and everybody, man or woman, to me, metaphorically, is the king in chess. You know, and the queen represents the person that you need close to you. Everybody needs somebody that got their back.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody needs somebody that no matter where they are on the board, they're going to come to them. You know, they're going to be able to get to you. You know what I'm saying? No matter where your brother is, where your big brother is on this planet, if you need him, you know he's going to be on the first flight there. No matter where your bestie is, they doing. You know, if they need you or you need them, they're going to be right there, you know. And that could also be a spouse, you know. If you have a significant other, no matter what's going on in life, you know that that's the person that's going to be there. They're going to jump across oceans to get there. They're going to fight through rooks and knights and bishops to get to you, you know what I'm saying. And they're going to get right by your side. You know, they're going to protect you. They're going to protect your name out in the world. You know what I'm saying? That's the person that's going to fight for you when you ain't there. You know, that's the person that's going to look out for you when you ain't looking out for yourself. You got drunk and pissy and pissed everybody off at your party, but they the ones that made sure your ass ended up in bed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you hold your head when you got to, you know, let it all out.
Huh?
I said, and hold your head when you got to let it all out.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs somebody that's going to be close to them that got their back. And that, to me, is what the queen represents. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, the king is the king, you know? They can only make one move, but they're dependent on everybody else around them. The king that everybody don't quite understand. Everybody want to be the king because they think the king commands everything. But what they don't realize is that the king is probably the most vulnerable piece on, is the most vulnerable piece on the board.
Yeah.
He's the most vulnerable piece on the board. He's the only piece on the board that can't fight for himself.
Well,
the king can kill a pawn if he gets close enough. That's true. You know, saying the king can probably knock off a pawn if he gets into a position. But for the most part, the king is solely relying on everybody around him to protect him.
To make him king. To keep him king.
So he has to really be in the humble, he's in the most humblest position. So us in life, while everybody's striving to be the king, nobody's striving for the humbleness that it takes to be the king. The king is relying on everybody else to provide him a kingdom and to protect that kingdom. So if he gets into an irate situation, he might find somebody turning into an assassin within his ranks. He might find some poison in his chalice. You know what I'm saying? He might find one of his dead bitches, you know what I'm saying, cutting his throat during one of their little orgy sessions if he ain't careful.
Yeah.
So that's my little metaphor. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, you know, go off into.
No worries. Yeah. You know, it's interesting.
You know,
in checkers, why is it always king me and not queen me?
So, remember before
it
when
just
I
made
said
me think
that,
of that.
You know, right. You remember before when I said that checkers kind of reminds me of, like, a single person and, like, chess kind of reminds me more of a relationship?
Uh-huh.
So maybe, you know, checkers. Cause like I said, in checkers, you only got your, what do they call them, pawns? What do they call? What are the other pieces called when they're not kings?
Chip. Nothing. You're just a chip.
They're just a chip. Okay, so it's a chip. Okay,
it's
so shit. It ain't
chip.
Really nothing chips.
You're
ain't nothing but chips.
It's
chips on the board.
Until you get to the other side and get kinged.
Well, maybe for checkers, the idea is, or the metaphor is, there's a bunch of chips trying to, everybody fighting to be king. You know, even the ones on your team are fighting to be king. The ones that you're going against are fighting to be king. So everybody's fighting to be king. But what's cool about that in checkers is that the whole game of checkers is really about making your people kings too. You know what I'm saying?
Even though you're
so
fighting, you're competing.
Right.
You're
and it's cool to have one
but
king,
yet you're
but
still allowing.
Once you become king in checkers, your job is now to make other kings. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So your job in checkers is to build your team up. You know, once you get one king in there, that king starts knocking off other pieces. Then your pieces start advancing to the back, you know, to the back row, and then they become kings. And then you guys just wipe out the board. So I think checkers may be more of a single person's life game more than chess is. You get what I'm saying? Where checkers is more about building you as an individual first, and then helping the people around you, building them up. And then as you win, they win, and then they help other people win. So you know it, everybody on the board knocking people out, and we all kings. Game over.
Yeah, exactly. Ta-da-da, ta-da-da-da-da-da.
Ta-da. You know? Yeah, I know you like that. I know you like that.
I asked in a group, what skills are you using in life as chess and checkers? Well, we had a young lady put, I only play chess. I'm strategic with mine. D. Smith said, I play a combination of the two. Some things in life require long-term strategy, while others require short-term planning and execution. And a gentleman put, I am definitely a combination of both. I am a strategic thinker and very patient, but I'm also looking for ways to jump over my competition. That's interesting. Now, for me, when he said jumping over your competition, it's not necessarily like moving them out the way, but it's more of a growth personally for yourself, because if you can reach the status of someone who's been doing something similar or the actual same thing, and you are line by line and you get a chance to advance, that shows that what you did along the way is now paying off. For me, is I'm planning, I'm strategizing, I'm brainstorming, and I'm protecting all of what's around me. But when it's checkers, it's I'm coming in to make my mark. And once I make my mark, let everyone know my worth is here, my worth is here to stay. So once that mark is made, now I'm planning all around everything else to make sure it stays right where it is and evolve and grow and flutter, flutter, flutter. So D. Smith, what skills are you using and how are you applying it in your life?
What skills am I using? Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
How are you using those skills?
Like your short-term or your long-term, remember earlier we mentioned we equated them to long-term and short-term. How are you moving, how are you equating all of this in your life, and what has it done for you so far?
One thing that I've learned in life is to learn when to not give a fuck. And how that may sound like just some flip shit to say, it's really a life skill. That goes into me protecting my time, space, and energy, too. Everything ain't worth your time. Everything ain't worth your energy. Everything ain't worth your space. And you have to recognize when certain energies come into your space and when certain energies or people are taking away from your space and your time and your energy. You are all you have. And if you allow yourself to be caught up in what other people's bullshit is going on, you're going to end up losing a lot of time, space, and energy that you could be using for yourself or giving to other people around you to help them be better. Also, when it comes to protecting your time, space, and energy, what are you investing in? Are you investing in yourself? Are you investing in other people? Are you investing in relationships? You know, are you investing in memories? You know, to me, those things are both short-term and long-term, because if I take the time that I have, for example, me and your relationship, right? Me and you started off as, you know, associates in a group, a Facebook group. You know, we didn't know each other from a hole in the wall. But what we did was we used the small space that we had, the short-term space that we had, to interact. You know, that led to you coming on the show, coming on my show, which led to you getting your own show, you know, which led to us having this conversation now, long term.
Yes.
So there are times when both things are happening. Like I live in a world where black and white coexist. The world is a yin yang to me. You know, both things can be true at the same time. So while we're doing something in the short term, and the short term is setting up the long term.
Exactly.
So being aware of the here
and long term. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, say that one time.
No, in order to get to the long term, you have to have started at the short term, because you just can't automatically jump to long term and like, ta-da, I'm here. It doesn't work like that.
That's true. There are also times though when the short term and the long term, like for example, what was I about to say? like, damn, I forgot what I was about to say. Oh, hey, with that.
You too busy thinking about me.
Yeah, see, you got that effect on me.
Oh, and then nice. Okay, well, we'll come back to that thought. Maybe you'll catch it. Well, the last question for this evening that we're going to ask is, what's your next move? Well, we had a gentleman put new house, push hard on my business ventures, and set up for retirement. The young lady, do something big to bring in a different class of clientele. Another young lady, planning my 50th birthday party. And a gentleman, saving for a house, investing to have some serious retirement funds, moving to the next level in business, and hopefully find someone to share my success with. So what is your next move?
Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
I'm sorry. One more time, babe.
No, I said, what is your next move?
What is my next move?
Mm-hmm. It could be anything. It could be work-related, relationship-related, your children. It could be anything.
Well, professionally, my next move is to go for my CCNA. And there's a real estate license, which I'm still in the pursuit of. I just recently started a new company, so that's pretty much what I turned. I love my children, and I'm always with my that's always in the books, short term and long term. Getting, you know, just trying to stay healthy, working out more, both short term and long term.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Be more intentional with my time with people. You know what I'm saying? Hug harder, hug longer, you know what I'm saying? Love harder. You know, just really be in the moment when you're around your people. But you know, we don't really exercise.
Your phone is breaking, baby.
I'm sorry.
Your phone is breaking. You mentioned that a lot as far as your time, and I totally agree with you. We're all getting older, and because we are getting older, our time is very limited. And when I say our time is limited, meaning we may or may not, depending on your age, have less years of ahead of us than we do behind us, depending on your age. And that can go vice versa, depending on your age. So you always make comment in reference to allowing people in your space and, you know, sharing your energy with people. And I wholeheartedly agree with you on that. And people laugh at me when I say I don't need any new friends and I'm trying to get rid of some of the old ones, and people laugh at me. But again, it goes back to people are in your life for a reason and for a season. And sometimes when people remove themselves from your life, let them be. There's no reason to go chasing them to bring them back. What are you bringing them back for? What are you bringing them back to?
Absolutely.
When people decide that they want to leave for whatever the reason,
let them go.
Because that may be more beneficial to you than anything else.
Look at it this way. So just like we've been talking about chess and checkers all day, and one thing that I think jumps out at me regarding this whole conversation is perspectives, and being able to have different perspectives about things. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully people get away from this, you know, walk away from this conversation and understand that, you know, life is really about how you look at things.
Right, that's that half empty, half full scenario where I used to say things are, and the reason why I said it's half empty is because I'm leaving room for error. But now I don't leave that room for error. I say it's half full all the time. So therefore, one, I'm not leaving that space. And two, I can do what it is I need to do. So just changing my, like you said, perspective on things. But so, my next moves are rebranding, acting again, and my next book. And I also have some other things brewing I don't want to talk about just yet until I actually get it up and running, and then I can talk about it. Because some of the things that I'm doing needs other people. So until I secure that need, I don't want to discuss it just yet. But the things that I'm working on in my life. So I will be playing chess and checkers.
Okay. I forgot to mention, and now we're our mission. I forgot to mention that I'm also, in addition to co-hosting on the lovely LSO show, I'm also co-host on Shop Talk 7 on My Chicago Radio with host Media Minds and also my girl Coco from Lipstick with Coco. So that's also a side adventure that I'm also working on in addition to, you know, to get this deep. Brand and podcast as well. So,
you're diversifying.
I'm just trying to collaborate and work with whoever wants to work with me, and see how we can, you know, work together and, you know, create some dope shit and hopefully, you know, get people to think a little bit more and open their minds. So, yeah.
You know, every time you and I actually have a conversation, it always, it may start one place and it'll end up on Saturn somewhere. Just from
always does.
One conversation and a perspective that we each give is like, wow, I never looked at it that way. And not saying my way is right or your way is wrong or your way is right and my way is wrong. It's just saying that when you get another set of eyes to look at the same situation, it'll be totally different looking out through the lenses. Totally different.
Yeah, absolutely.
And both 20/20 vision.
Absolutely. And when you mention perspective, that made me think about what we were just talking about people moving in and out of your life. You know what I'm saying? If you change the perspective of it, when you say, you know, instead of trying to keep people in your life, when somebody decides they want to leave, let them go. You know what I'm saying? A perspective to take would be, you know, God or the Creator creating space in your life. You know what I'm saying? So while sometimes it'd be hard to see people go, it'd be hard to see that space open up. If people want to leave, it's hard to accept the fact that people want to leave you. As dope as you are, or as wonderful as you are, it happens. You know what I'm saying? But rather than looking at it like somebody left you, you should look at it like there's now more space for somebody better. Or there's more space for you. You know what I'm saying? Now there's more space for you to fill. Or there's more space for you to fill with something else in terms of things that will make you better, you know, to upgrade you.
Exactly, and it hurts. Sometimes it hurts. Well, I'm not going to say sometimes. It does hurt when you've been, and it's not so much that you've invested so much time in this person, is that y'all had a friendship, and one day, poof, voila, person is, so it's like, wow, well, what happened? But a lot of times we tend to try to figure out what we did versus to we did nothing. That's on them. That's the decision they made. So learn to rock out with people's decisions, whether you like it or not.
Yep.
Learn to rock with it and let it be. Don't try to figure out what did I do or the why. because there's no need for all of that. That's a decision they made. That's an executive decision.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? As long as you can stick by your decision, that's what it is. But, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to the end of the show, and it's time for us to wrap up. A couple of weeks we wasn't on because so many things that was going on, but we are back. So we have a lot of birthdays we have to give some shout-outs to, and graduations and congratulations and all that good stuff. So, yes, LSO is still celebrating her birthday. Why? Because I can do that. Today I am a day older until my birthday, September 2nd, where I will be a year older. Happy birthday to Ma Riggs, TP, Tony, Stutter, Nisi T, Partner, Vaughn, Tanya S, Darren, Aisha, Malay, Shalon, Uncle Stanley, Hint, EJ, Nicole P, Aaliyah, Cam J, Ava, Donna, Mr. Moore, Adonis, David, Kyle, and KJ.
Happy birthday, y'all.
Make sure to do something that's so far out the box that when you go back and think about it, you just got to laugh to yourself and chuck it up to it happened. Condolences to all the senseless deaths that we had going on with, you know, throughout the world and here in my borough, and I'm sure in Chi-Town too. Condolences to everyone who may have lost someone. It's unfortunate that these are the things that's going on. But people, please realize mental illness is real. And since COVID, the people who have suffered through mental illness, it has gotten worse because things wasn't available to them and or they just gave up and this is where we are. So on your comings and going, please be very, very alert, be on alert of what it is that you're doing and where you are because people are seriously crazy and, you know, that's what's going on in the world right now. Congratulations to all the graduates because there are still some people graduating. I had a cousin graduate just recently with her set of triplets. So the mom and the triplets graduated. So congratulations to each and every one of them. And also Malay brothers, I forgot the twins' names, happy birthday to them as well. So don't forget to tell us when your birthday is or congratulatory or anniversary or divorce, whatever it is. You want to celebrate it here on the LSO Treat Show, just let us know. We can give you a shout-out as well. Thank you to each and every one of you who tuned in tonight. Some didn't want to talk. Some did want to talk. We greatly appreciate you because without you, there's no us. D-Smith, is there anything you would like to say?
Just want to give a shout-out to the people. Again, yeah, I know the name, man. Get This D. Check me out on Instagram at getthis_D and Facebook at Get This D with D. Smith and also on my personal page at D. Smith Period. And like I said before, you can catch me on Shop Talk 7, 7 o'clock Central Time on My Chicago Radio. And also on Facebook Live, okay? Shop Talk 7, D. Smith, Media Monics, and Miss Lipstick, Miss Coco, Miss Lipstick with Coco, okay? So, yeah, make sure you check us out, right?
And what day is that? That's on Tuesday?
That is on Tuesday. I'm sorry, Tuesday nights, 7 o'clock.
And
also, check out my live on Thursday night, my live on Thursday night. So, yeah, make sure you check it out.
Okay, get it, don't stop,
I also might have a show on, I might also be doing another show on Friday nights too, but that's not necessarily concrete yet, but it's, you know, it's in discussions.
Well, that's a lot of talking, I mean, you got a lot of tongue action.
I mean, I don't know, we'll see what happens.
Okay, I'm just saying. Remember, we will be coming to you each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646 478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. We have some spectacular shows that are coming up. D. Smith and I, we were brainstorming behind the scenes. Wow, just the one next week that's coming up is going to wow you. But again, ladies
yeah,
and gentlemen,
you say our topic
one
now?
Of the...
You going to tell them the topic now or what? Ain't no sense in making them wait. We can tell them the topic right now.
Why can't they wait? You know, it's suspense and waiting.
What you want to tell them? What's the topic? Tell them the topic of next week's show.
What you telling them?
Tell them the topic of next week's show.
Well, I haven't actually figured out the topic, but it's going to be sexual.
Okay, so we ain't figured out the topic yet. Okay, so we keep going.
We haven't figured out the actual meat, but we have some questions already piled up. So we don't have an actual topic name, but just know you need to come correct, literally, pun intended. If you are looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, on the 25th, July 25th, we're having a show with the panel is all men. So, ladies, if you have questions that you want to ask these men and you're scared to ask your man or any other man, now is the time to get those questions in and ask. We have a man who's been married before and questioning if he wants to get married again. We have someone who's been married for a certain amount of time. We have one who's been divorced twice and now have a fiance. And then we have one who's been divorced and like, fuck all of you. I'm not getting married ever again. This is where I am. This is what I'm doing. And period. Y'all want some questions answered? Y'all better get those questions in so you can hear it from the horse's mouth. Now, granted, these may be their personal opinions, but I'm sure across the board that will probably be a lot of other men who may think the same way. This particular conversation came about because it was said that, you know, women tend to speak for the man or think we know what they're going to do. But usually we know based on previous history that we've had in similar situations. So that's why we strongly believe what we believe when we say a man X, Y, and Z. Because there have been a man in our life or men in our lives that has done that same exact thing. So now it's being stereotyped. So we're going to get y'all some answers. The Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL the Chairman with his vision and his promise to support your local come up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. And if you want, if you're in the group, you can give your feedback. Some actually do make comment back. Let y'all support for one another. You can order LSO merchandise at treatsthingslso.com. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at LSO Treats. In order to get an autographed copy of any book of the playing cards calendar, you need to order directly through me. But my books, Taste and Treats Erotic Playground, is also on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Lulu.com. D. Smith, is there anything additional you would like to do? You would like to say outside of, you can follow him on Facebook. Personal is D. Smith, period. And IG, get this D underscore. Get this underscore D, sorry.
Very, very good. Very, very good. No, everybody be safe. Everybody have a great evening. We will definitely catch you guys next week. So be sure to tune in. Same time, same channel. Thank you to Miss LSO. You're so lovely and so gracious. And you've done such a great job. And I'm so proud of you and so honored to for you to have asked me to be a co-host. And I hope that I add value to your show, and that is always the goal. So thank you.
Well, actually, I have people You're welcome. But actually, I have people twist my ear about that, not just jokes. As always, it was an amazing Monday evening conversation as the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show continued to have an amazing Monday night ride. After each show, we hope we leave you with love, hugs, and abundance. Know that you're not by yourself. You're not alone. If you need one of us, feel free to inbox or have a conversation with us. We're open to conversations. We hope that you continue this journey with us, and we are enlightening and strengthening you in every conversation in full transparency. We're bringing you taboo topics, educational information, and getting into each other's business. Yes, full transparency, like I said. Hope you enjoyed tonight's show, and we left you with something to think about, some water cooler topics on life as chess and or checkers and living in abundance. Pieces of advice. Patience is necessary, and if necessary, in chess and checkers. And when you apply that same patience to your life, you strategize better. Stop waiting for the light at the end of the tunnel. Shine within the tunnel. It's okay. It's okay for you to be different. The light at the end of the tunnel, who knows how far down the tunnel you have to go. Shine your light throughout. You are the author of the book of your life. You create what's best for you. Therefore, stop letting people write a script in your book. This is about you. Be your best version of yourself each and every day. Why? Because we only get 24 hours in a day, no more, no less. So what you do with it is what you do with it. So make it happen. And stop giving people that much over you. As you play checkers in life, once you gain all the chips, you are now in control. But in chess, in life, you have the power. Use it strategically. Well, well, well. Every day is a gift to you, so don't take it for granted. And live happily in each and every moment of your life. Live in your peace and not just the peace of something. Why? Because you are worthy. Elevate yourself. You are great. You are strong. You are needed. You are loved. LSO and D. Smith would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and hanging out with us. If God's will, we'll talk to you next week. Stay prayed up. Be careful. Stay safe. My hashtag, my LSO journey, hashtag love yourself organically, hashtag I am. D. Smith, what is your hashtag?
Hashtag get this underscore D. Hashtag live your life. Hashtag have fun.
Yours in sweetness, LSO, good night.